The municipal accommodation tax, making the city more bike-friendly, and water mains are all on the Timmins Council agenda. Council is meeting in person tonight for its first meeting this month. Here's a look at what's on the agenda. Timmins could be getting more bike-friendly. Last year, council heard from Tatham Engineering about how a road diet could allow for bike lanes on Jubilee and Terrio. Council is now being asked to approve the bike lanes. It would have Jubilee go from four-lane traffic to two lanes, with a center-turning lane between Terrio Boulevard and McLean Drive. Terrio is already two lanes and wide enough to allow for bike lanes, except for the intersection at École Secondaire Catholique Terrio, where the curb and sidewalk would have to be readjusted. The city's estimated price tag for the project is $21,200 to $20,000 for 2 weeks of work on the curb and sidewalk and $1,200 for bike lane signs. The full report is available here. The cycling committee is looking for support to update the traffic bylaw to allow for the designated bike lanes and multi-use trails and paths in certain areas, and for the city to be included in the province's e-bike pilot project. The pilot project would require the data, already being collected by the Timmins Police Service, regarding motor vehicle and cargo, e-bike interactions, reads the report. Lining water mains on a main transmission line could cost more than expected. Staff is recommending that council approve a $2.7 million contract for Fairpal Construction Limited to line water mains on Airport Road and River Crossing. There have been six breaks on the city's oldest water main in the last few years. Because it's a main transmission line, staff say the breaks have compromised the security of supply to the north end of the city. The city's budget for the project was $2.34 million. Staff is proposing putting $267,000 from canceling the Crawford Street Water Main Extension project towards the airport road work. The project carries $306,650 in contingency funds. The $118,050 will be covered by this contingency amount and bring the total scope of the project within the approved budget, reads the staff report. Read the full report here. The municipal accommodation tax, MAT, is back up for discussion. In February, an advisory committee was created to take a look at how the city's portion of the MAT will be distributed. Michelle Boileau, Corey Robin and Rock Whistle are the councillors behind the advisory committee. They will sit on the inaugural committee that will also include three city staff, the clerk, tourism and finance, and a member of the public. At the February meeting, not all councillors were in favor of the terms of reference. The terms are up for approval this week. Little has changed in the document since it was first presented. Some of the terms have been updated to note it's an advisory committee, and it now indicates the advisory committee will receive direction from council on priorities in the first quarter of each year instead of the group determining priorities. A disclaimer has also been added to note the money being allocated will be determined by the MAT collected annually, as well as any unused money from previous years. The full terms of reference can be read here. There's also a motion to appoint Mark Rogers to the committee. There are two deputations, an update from the Timmins Community Park Association, and the Timmins Chamber is talking about its revamped Find It in Timmins campaign. None of the items have been approved. The council meeting is at 6 p.m. at City Hall. The full agenda is available here. Watch the meeting live online here.